Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2135 with a release date of Friday, September 28th, 2018, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A handy talkie helps save a stranded teen on the high seas in Indonesia. Puerto Rico strengthens its hurricane readiness. And are you ready to fall out with 100 watts and a wire? All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report 2135 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, here's Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
Our top story this week isn't about hams assisting after floods, earthquakes, or storms. This story is about the way hams keep people out of danger in the first place. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, explains how Colorado Aries mobilized to help with an epic race in the Rocky Mountain foothills by mountain bike.
As 100 mountain bike riders from all over the country took on the foothills of the Rocky Mountains just outside Cannon City, Colorado, the cyclists couldn't be too careful. As they commenced on the scenic Royal Gorge Bridge to race the Royal 50 on Saturday, September 22nd, they knew they had to be on their toes. With cactus in every corner, rattlesnakes, treacherous downhill areas, overall rough trails, and significantly higher than normal temps, they had to be ready for anything to happen. Fortunately, they were not the only ones who were prepared. To ensure everyone's safety, it took 16 members of Colorado Aries interoperability with the Aries Comm Van, some operators hiking or biking into their positions, and the use of ATVs to cover the event. There were also some IP cameras on the trails live streaming back to command over their ham radio microwave link systems. Radio traffic needed to be brief and concise, and an incident action plan was essential. Everyone needed to know exactly what to do if there was an emergency. Thankfully, AMR was also on site to assist with the two medical situations they had. Yes, there were injuries, but they were thankfully minimal. One rider had a close encounter with a cactus bush, and another crashed at the end of a downhill lane.
Man, K0WJH.
Go ahead, Bill.
AMR mule leaving this location at this time.
Copy. En route to Lima.
That's affirmative. En route to Lima.
Copy. 1142 WOMC.
Overall, the event was a huge success, and Colorado Aries is planning to support the Royal 50 again next year with even more riders participating. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
On a personal note, we'd like to add this was a job well done by the team, whose members included Amateur Radio Newsline's own Amanda Alden, K1DDN, as one of the coordinators. Because response to catastrophe is part of the core of amateur radio, hams in Puerto Rico have been making plans to brace for storms such as last year's Hurricane Maria. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, has those details.
The ARRL's Puerto Rico section has been hosting meetings each month around the Commonwealth, hoping to recruit volunteers for an amateur radio emergency service based there. This effort and others being undertaken on the island are getting underway in earnest following the September 20th anniversary of Hurricane Maria, which flattened much of Puerto Rico. Section Manager Oscar Resto, KP4RF, and Section Emergency Coordinator Juan Sepulveda, KP3CR, are overseeing the amateurs' emergency preparedness. There are also new Emergency Management Bureau Zone divisions in Puerto Rico, along with the development of a 2-meter simplex band plan, a resource considered necessary if repeaters become disabled. Toward that end, hams have been conducting drills and nets weekly on simplex. Hams are also creating a formal net for handling traffic on the repeater on El Yunque Summit at 145.410 MHz and have invited the participation of amateurs living in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The 2-meter net was scheduled to start late September. Meanwhile, work is underway to get an HF net up and running to send traffic to the NTS nets on the U.S. mainland. Other moves towards enhanced preparedness include the construction of NVIS antennas for local HF contacts and updating the WP4MR repeater system. The storm anniversary is far from forgotten. A special event station was on the air to mark the occasion, making use of the call sign K1M or Kilo 1 Maria. as the special event call is a tribute to the volunteers deployed last year to the island who operated with that call sign to help with the storm recovery. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
It was radio to the rescue in Indonesia recently, and the happy ending came about because of one of those low-priced HTs that the FCC here in the U.S. has been looking at. Here's Ed Durant, DD5LP.
While the FCC reviews ways to restrict frequency coverage of Chinese HTs coming into the U.S., there are other parts of the world where these cheap units' wideband capabilities are saving lives. One global news item in the last few days is the rescue of Indonesian Aldi Novel Adilang, who told reporters that his handheld transceiver was key to his rescue on the high seas. Adilang was adrift for 49 days in the Pacific after the unpowered Rompong fishing platform he was working on lost its anchor line. It broke loose from 77 miles, 125 kilometres, off the Sulawesi Island coast during high winds on the 14th of July. After a week, Adilang ran out of food, but managed to live on fish he caught, and when it didn't rain, he drank drips of seawater that he wrung from his clothing. Using his generator-driven light and a makeshift white flag, he had tried to attract the attention of many passing ships, but either they didn't see him or they ignored him. He drifted with the winds and current over 1,200 miles, 1,900 kilometres. Then, when the huge bulk carrier MV Arpeggio passed within a mile of him on August 31st, he tried to attract them, but the ship just kept going. It was only when he remembered the HT on his boat and tuned it to a marine VHF channel frequency that a friend had told him to use if he got into trouble that he got the ship's attention by calling help in English into the HT. The ship reversed its course and rescued Adilang. The crew of the Arpeggio, who rescued Adilang, floating off Guam, contacted the Indonesian consulate in Japan when they docked. He was returned to Indonesia by air on the 8th of September. Adilang was quoted as saying he no longer wants to work on Rompong platforms. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Ed, DD5LP.
Hams in Spain recently concluded a two-day fair that's growing larger each year. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us more about Iber Radio.
Hams in Spain recently concluded the two-day ham radio fair known as Iber Radio, which took place on the 15th and 16th of September in the city of Avila. The gathering featured workshops, conferences, and a preview of some cutting-edge equipment for the shack. This year's event featured an expanded flea market and included licensing exams for Spain, as well as the US FCC license. Organisers work hard each year to grow this event into Southern Europe's preeminent showcase for amateur radio. Organisers also operated station AO1IBR throughout the weekend so that those who could not attend might still end up being able to take something away from Iber Radio, a QSL card. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
The Irish Radio Transmitter Society has lost a valued member and leader. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us about this silent key.
The Irish Radio Transmitter Society is mourning the death of a friend and longtime amateur, Sean Noland, EI7CD, who became a silent key on Thursday the 20th of September following a short illness. A ham for more than 50 years, Sean had been heard frequently, not just on the bands, but as a newsreader for the HF news bulletins on Sunday mornings, until illness prevented him from continuing. He had a long history with the IRTS, contributed significantly to their work, helping to prepare its monthly newsletter and taking on a leading role as a liaison with Comrade on pressing issues. Sean had been president of the Society from 1977 to 1979 and a great coach and support to anyone wishing to sit their licence exam. At the time of his death, he was an honorary vice president of the Society. RIP Sean Nolan, EI7CD. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W7GAA repeater in Bullhead City, Arizona, at 7:30 p.m. local time on Fridays. If you're a satellite enthusiast and have a talent for editing news copy, AMSAT North America wants to hear from you. Jack Parker, W8ISH, has the details.
Something new happens every week in the world of amateur radio, and that includes satellite amateur radio. AMSAT News Service is hoping to find qualified volunteers who can serve as editors on a rotating basis for its weekly newsletter. The News Service bulletins are free weekly reports provided by AMSAT North America. The hams who serve as its editors should be knowledgeable about satellite operation and AMSAT North American members. Experience in editing is a big plus, but not required. Editors can expect to devote between 4 and 5 hours of work for each newsletter. If you're interested, submit your information to ans-editor@amsat.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jack Parker, W8ISH.
A qualifying race for the Boston Marathon needs hams, not to run, but to operate radios. Heather MB, KB3TZD, has the details.
Runners have been in training for the Bay State Marathon in Lowell, Massachusetts, where the results will carry a lot of weight. Athletes who run a qualifying time in this year's October race become eligible for the Boston Marathon in 2020. Athlete safety, however, is just as important as the times in which they finish. Keeping that in mind, the Lowell Office of Emergency Management and the Lowell Fire Department has asked for help from amateur radio operators in the area. The Lowell CERT communications team will be needing hams on the 21st of October from about 7 a.m. local time until sometime around 2 p.m. The radio coordinators are calling this an especially good first-time opportunity for any hams who have not yet been involved in any public service events. The hams will operate a reporting coordinating with the race's public information booth, keeping track of the status of the runners. A half marathon has been added for the first time this year. If you're in the region or you plan to be in the area of the race, you can contact Terry, KA8SCP, at his email address, which is ka8scp@wb1gof.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Heather Emby, KB3TZD.
Amateurs in the UK turn railway stations into ham shacks for one special tribute to steam-powered travel. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has that story.
Now, here are some call signs that may not be considered typical of your average amateur radio station. GB4OST, GB0BR, GB5RSR. They're actually train stations, not stations customarily used for radio. These three were among the dozens kept very busy during the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd of September, part of Railways on the Air weekend, coordinated by the Bishop Auckland Radio Amateur Club. The event was the latest in a recent series of train-based special event stations being operated by ham clubs around the UK. This time the celebration was all about Britain's first steam-powered passenger railway. Among the nearly 45 stations registered on the official website were Old Station Tintern, activated as GB4OST, the Bluebell Railway, activated as GB0BR, and Ribble Steam Valley with the call sign GB5RSR. In the weeks leading up to the event, hams had been encouraged to contact their nearest preserved railway to ask whether their own planned celebration of the anniversary would welcome the addition of amateur radio. The answer was a resounding yes, and nearly 45 stations had registered on the official website at the time the event got underway. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
A personal note from us here at Amateur Radio Newsline wishing a speedy recovery to our colleague on the other side of the pond. We wish good health to Richard, G4TUT, of Southgate Amateur Radio News. In this week's World of DX, Bill, G0CXF, is active from the Camotes Islands in the Philippines as DU7/G0CXF for the next 6 months. He's operating on SSB and PSK mainly on 80, 40, 20, and 6 meters, and looking for contacts into Europe, the US, Canada, and Australia. Check QRZ.com for QSL details. A team including Hans, HB9BXE, Nicola, I0SNY, and Elvira, IV3FSG, is operating as H88X from Panama until the 9th of October. They will operate SSB, CW, and digital modes on various bands, QSL via I0SNY Direct or 9A5URI Bureau. Jun, JH4RHF is operating from Hanoi, Vietnam, using the call sign XV9RH from the 10th to the 16th of October. Listen for him operating mainly CW on the HF bands, QSL via OE1ZKC. Be listening for Brian AI6US calling QRZ as DU7/AI6US from the city of Dumaguete on Negros Island in the Philippines. He's there now and will be on the air until the 21st of October. He will be QRV on 80 to 10 and 2 meters. QSL via LOTW, EQSL, or direct to home call. Autumn has arrived in the Northern Hemisphere, and once again, a relatively new annual ham radio tradition. Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, tells us more.
Now, here's a radio event that offers you two words as a bit of advice. Get out! No, you're not being evicted from your shack, but you are being encouraged to get outside and operate in the annual Fallout event being held by the 100 Watts and a Wire radio community. This year's event is happening October 12th through 14th, and if you're participating, all you need to do is turn on your rig and call CQ100 Watts and a Wire Fallout on any band. It's not about being fast on the push-to-talk button. It's about making contacts and even making friends. Hams are encouraged to exchange weather reports, opinions, news, and of course, their 100 Watts and a Wire ID numbers. You don't need an ID number to participate, but they're easy enough to get at 100wattsandawire.com, and they're free. So, if you're not busy on the weekend of October 12th through 14th, and even if you are, get out! And by the way, you're just as welcome if for any reason you end up having to stay in. All you need to do is get on the air and spot yourself on the 100 Watts and a Wire website. Why should the only pileup outside your shack be the autumn leaves? For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Don Wilbanks. 100 Watts and a Wire ID number 233. AE5DW.
With thanks to Allen Labs, Amateur News Weekly, AMSAT North America, the ARRL, Bishop Auckland Radio Amateur Club, CQ Magazine, David Wolf, KG1H, EURAO Newsletter, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, Iber Radio, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Radio Society of Great Britain, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Wireless Institute of Australia, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at www.arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2018, all rights reserved.